This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Yeah, welcome to Lay Link. Yeah, with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. We are so happy to be here tonight. How are you going?
Good.
Yeah, you all right?
I'm good.
Doing okay?
Yeah.
Look, if you'd like to join in the conversation tonight, we've got so much to talk about. Please send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. One of these days I'm going to get it right.
Yeah, we hope so.
Look, what have we got on the show tonight, Basha?
Well, tonight we're going to talk a little bit about the Melbourne Cabaret Festival.
Ooh.
Mm. A bit of culture for us.
Cabaret.
Yes. And then we're going to discuss a letter that was written into the Savage Love website. A young lady or a lady who's having a bit of issues and troubles, and he requested that people send her some love. So we're going to read that.
We're going to share some of the love later on as well, aren't we? Okay, and of course we are going to be talking as well about when coming out goes wrong. Not all of us have the most amazing experience when we come out to our loved ones.
No.
And last week we shared such a beautiful story from our lovely guest, Kat. She had an amazing story of coming out with her mum.
She did. And it was just so happy and bubbly and just... I'm still on the high about it. When I think about it, I know. Like, so excited.
It brings a smile to my face, which probably doesn't come across very well on radio.
But you can hear that in your voice.
I'm grinning.
We are.
We're also going to have our events listing for this weekend. It's a pretty mild weekend for Melbourne.
It is.
Not exactly going off.
No. But we've got to make the few events that are happening big.
We will. It's going to be good.
It's going to be raining, so we need to sort of have, you know.
Warm fires, everyone's sitting around, comfort
food, bit of telly.
Sounds good to me. Look, send us a text if you've got anything to say about the Melbourne Cabaret Festival. That number again is 0427JOY949. You're with Basha and Tiana. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. To Lay Link, you're with Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. Basha, how are you going over there?
I'm good.
Yeah. Look, tonight up on our show, we're talking about the Melbourne Cabaret Festival. We'll be sharing a Savage Love letter.
We shall be.
And we're also going to be talking about when coming out goes wrong.
Yeah, so if you've had bad coming out stories, please share them.
Yeah, let us know. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or you can even email us at onair@joy.org.au.
You got that right.
I know. Yeah, I can never get that out in one breath.
I know.
I've tried. Not very good.
That's all right.
Does not work.
It's a bit of a mouthful.
Now, the Melbourne Cabaret Festival, you attended.
I did. I attended it a few weeks ago. A friend bought me some tickets and we went.
And what did you see?
We saw a show called Salty and Sweet.
Was it Salty and Sweet?
It was, actually. It was quite funny. It was a good show. I didn't know what to expect when I went in. She's like, you'll like it, trust me, and that. But it was a very intimate little setting. It was it's a house that's been converted into a little theatre. Oh. So you walk in the hallway and then you walk into the kitchen and there's the bar. And in the back
where
garden.
Where all good bars should be.
I know.
Was the kitchen sink filled up with ice by any chance?
It was, actually.
Awesome. I need to check this place out.
And they had little knickknacks, tchotchkes and stuff everywhere. Everywhere. On top of every little knickknack, there was another knickknack.
And a layer of dust?
Yeah. I didn't want to see that place in the day because I was standing there going, oh, my God. Yeah, it was just a great environment to walk into this thing. And then you walk into, like, looks like the lounge room, so the front room, and it's been converted into a little theatrette. And there's nice little seating in there. And then this lady come out and did her show. So she does a little bit of, you know, talking about an experience in her life, and then singing. And it was very intimate. It was really nice. And I actually did enjoy it.
Mm.
So if you're looking at a bit of something different... Go and join the cabaret.
Go join
as
the
one
cabaret.
As one person wrote here. Life is a cabaret.
Life is a cabaret.
So yeah, it's a great thing. It's run annually. It's a not-for-profit organisation, so it's also good to support this. And you get to just see a lot of different, diverse acts across Melbourne, and they're all in sort of little funky, so like Red Bennies and
different places out.
Different
of the
places,
way.
Yeah, and just this cute little funky. Places and it's just great. Like I went to South Melbourne and this place was brilliant. So it's good.
I mean, if anyone here has never seen cabaret before, Basha, what is cabaret? What does it cover?
Well, it's like a what I saw was a one man theatre show. So this one lady stood up and
One woman theatre production.
And she just basically talked about experiences in her life growing up as a teenager and her life and her experience with men. And then she sung songs in there to complement her stories. And all the stories she'd had about her dating and the men she'd fallen in love with and how it had started sweet and then it ended salty because, of course, the tears.
Oh, right, I get it now.
At the end.
What was this? Never mind. Okay, so I've just been reading here. The festival is run by Melbourne Cabaret Limited, a not-for-profit entity, as you've already explained, and it exists to, one, provide opportunities for high-quality Australian cabaret for performers to further their careers, for example, by presenting the Melbourne Cabaret Festival. Number two, foster the development of emerging and mid-career cabaret talent by showcasing their talent, facilitating workshops and other professional development opportunities. And number three, grow audiences and appreciation for the genre. Now, this Melbourne Cabaret Limited is chaired by Ron Dobell, who has a vast experience in risk management and corporate government. He's also served as a director and chair of several organisations, including his own philanthropic, I love that word, Arts Foundation, the Ron and Margaret Dobell Foundation. He served on the Melbourne Cabaret's Festival inaugural advisory panel from 2009. This guy knows what he's got going on, doesn't
he? He does.
Now, this is a fantastic opportunity for young performers out there.
It is, and it's just, as I said, it was a real intimate thing, and when you're talking with the audiences, because we were standing around talking to people in the audience.
So you did have that time to kind of get to know the other people.
Yeah, because you're standing in someone's lounge room, and then you're in like the you're in the kitchen and getting a drink at the bar, so you're talking to the people behind the bar, and you're talking to the other people there, and it's just great. And there was one performer there who was performing shows himself, and he'd gone to see this performer because she was new to the circuit. And he started singing and stuff, and it was just brilliant. It was just funny.
All right. Look, I'm very keen to learn more about Melbourne Cabaret, so we're going to be posting a link up here, a bit of information about the Cabaret Festival that has been going on in Melbourne, and we'll be posting that on our FB wall, one might say. You can find us through joy.org.au and link up with us on social media. Look, you're listening to Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. And welcome back to Lay Link here with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. We are so happy to be here tonight. Look, we've been talking about the Melbourne Cabaret Festival, haven't we, Basha? And that sounds pretty cool. We're going to be putting that up on our social media sites.
We shall be.
Later. Look, if you do want to jump into the conversation tonight, we're going to be talking a little bit later on about what happens when coming out goes wrong.
Yes, because we've been sharing for the last 2 weeks about good coming out stories.
Yeah.
And we thought we should tackle this side because sometimes it doesn't go well.
Yeah, it's not easy for a lot of people to handle, but we're gonna delve into it a little bit later. Send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au if you'd like to share your coming out gone wrong story. Ooh, there are lots of them.
Now, you, a few weeks ago, put me onto a post or something? Savage Link? Savage Love?
Savage Love.
Savage Love.
It's an app on my smartphone.
Thank you. I couldn't think of it. My brain was not there. Sorry. I was looking at my phone going, what is that thing called?
It's a love sort of love advisor, one might say. The author is Dan Savage, and people write into him with problems and issues and queries and, you know, things that they've got going on in life. Some of it's a little hard for me to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that politely.
Yes.
But, you know, some of it's actually really interesting. And I did find this one, and you had a read of it.
I did,
and you know, it's
it made me cry.
Yeah, it hurt to go down this one.
Okay, share with our listeners.
All right, so this is from Savage Love, and this woman has written in, and she says, "I'm in a really bad place right now, and maybe I just need to hear someone to tell me to, you know, feel better, and that it will get better." Okay, I'm a 32-year-old lesbian who's been out for 10 years. I was raised in a very conservative Pentecostal family, and I'm the baby of my family of 15 kids. The day before my college graduation from Liberty University, I came out to my family as a way of explaining why I was not going to walk to get my diploma. The day before, I just realised how crazy it was to be going to a school listening to those messages when I knew it was all wrong. I packed everything before telling my family that night. I wanted to make sure that I had all my pictures and the Bible my dad gave me for my 13th birthday because I knew how it was going to end, even though I, of course, tried to hold on to hope. My father slapped me that night and told me that I was no longer his child and I was no longer a child of God. I haven't seen my family for 10 years. I've always held out hope that they would change their minds and realize that they do love me. I got a call from my oldest sister last month. I wasn't sure what she was going to tell me. Had one of my parents passed away? Was I going to be let back into the family? And then she told me that she needed my help. Her son was gay. and she needed me to come and get him. I didn't understand what she meant at first. I thought she wanted me to come and talk to him, but no, she meant come and get him. She didn't want that filth, her own son, in her home. When I picked him up, a large part of my family was there, and I swear to God, I never felt so much hate in my life. I don't understand it, and I know I never will, but I swear it broke me. He is here with me now, and the family that I have made for myself over the years. In my little group, he will get to meet every colour of the rainbow flag. I will help him learn to love himself for who he is, if it is the last thing I do in this world. But I feel like I'm broken. I feel like everything I have made for myself over the last 10 years is nothing. How can my whole family not only not love me anymore, but hate me with so much passion? I don't understand why this is affecting me so much. I already knew all of this. I've known it for a long time, but to see it on their faces was something new. I need to know how to pick myself up. A 15-year-old boy is relying on me.
Oh. I know, it's quite deep.
So this woman, you know, if you've just tuned in, this is a Savage love letter that has been posted to Dan Savage. She's looking for advice. And she's written this letter and basically her family has dumped her 15-year-old nephew on her because they've found out that he's gay.
And she is also gay.
And she is also gay. And, you know, she's said here, this 15-year-old boy is relying on me. That's pretty heavy stuff. I mean, I can't even fathom what I would do in that situation.
I can understand what she's doing, and I like what Dan wrote back to her, that he wanted to pick a quick letter to write and just do something quick, and he grabbed this letter and he basically had tears running down his eyes. And I did too the first time I read it because I just felt so sorry for her. I could just feel that pain. He was then talking about, he's got this lovely quote here from Steven Weinberg. It says, "With or without religion, you would have good people doing good things and evil people doing evil things. But for good people to do evil things, that takes religion."
We, of course, can't condemn all religion.
No.
Not everyone's
No,
like
we
that.
Don't.
I think this woman's in a situation which, unfortunately, other
Her
people are
family's very
in,
close-minded.
And they are very close-minded and they're not very accepting, which, you know, bugger
no,
them.
No, there's a lot
it's
of,
harsh.
You know, we have a good group, you know, religious group, gay religious group. They're very accepting in this community. And he was giving her advice about telling her that what she's doing is admirable and that it's a wonderful thing that she's doing and it's brilliant and she should continue doing this. And then he thought, you know what? He writes at the bottom here, "Gang, show this woman some love." And he basically opened it up to the world to write her messages of love and support. Now, she's got, I think to date, at least 400 responses. So if that ain't enough love, honey, I don't know what is.
I think it's beautiful what these people are writing here. And I mean, we are going to be sharing quite a couple of them with you because they are really beautiful.
They are.
Just one in particular says, "You are incredible, lady. The kind of compassion it takes to swoop in and rescue your poor nephew in that situation. I'm not sure I could do it. And what you've done in the past 10 years means something. Hell, it means everything." That's, yeah.
It is. And all the letters that everyone was writing in, they were all writing the same thing about that they couldn't understand doing this. One lady was talking about the prospect of that being her own child and how she would deal with that and how she's finding this woman, what she's doing is brilliant. And the fact that this woman admitted to opening this boy up to the whole rainbow and bringing him up in an accepting, warm, loving community is just highly admirable.
I think, you know, sometimes there are times there when our family are not the best thing for us when we come out, and that's, you know, part of our show tonight is going to be talking about, you know, when coming out goes wrong, and this is one of these situations. And it's unfortunate that, you know, we have people in our community that go through this, and, you know, hopefully we share and, you know, try and garner as much support for them as possible, and that's part of being in the community. So, yeah. It is heartening stuff. We are going to come back to it. You are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. We are so happy to be here tonight. Please send us a text in the studio if you'd like to join in the conversation with us. We have been talking about a Savage love letter that we found, and it's from a 32-year-old lesbian who's been out for 10 years. She ran away from her family because they did
Designed
not.
Her.
They Yeah, they decided to be cruel and heartless and mean.
Mm-hmm.
As some people do when you come out. And they've now left her with her nephew, who is 15 years old. And, I mean, this is just a heartbreaking story. And she's trying to find the courage to save this kid, you know, and to give him the life that he deserves to live. And, you know, just to be out and proud. And I think he just wants what we're lucky enough to have, Basha.
I think so. I think he's going to get it.
I think he is too.
I think she sounds like a pretty strong woman.
Now, of course, Dan Savage, he's the person who writes back to these people on this app that I've got on my smartphone, and he's opened it up to the world. Now, if you do want to read along with us, feel free. You can just go to Google and type in "show this woman some love," and I swear it's not going to take you anywhere dodgy. It will take you to The Stranger, which is an online newspaper-type style thing, which is where Dan Savage writes his letters and everything online.
Yes.
So it will actually take you there, and you can read along and, you know, read the uncensored version of his reply. We couldn't say it because it has too many F words in it.
Yes.
We paraphrased. He was very passionate in his response to her. Now, of course, some of the replies that she's gotten from people that aren't Dan Savage, he's opened it up to the world, and they're quite amazing, Basha. I've got one here, and it's posted by this person. It says, "The family you were born into has let themselves be ruled by hate and fear, but you have created and are creating a family of your own that is ruled by love and acceptance. You have to deal with the transition to adulthood and outhood on your own, and my God, you are so brave and smart packing up your life like that and simply moving on. But your nephew can now have that same transition with loving support." And isn't that beautiful?
It is beautiful.
I love it. You've got one too.
"Words cannot express what an incredibly loving, generous person you are, because you are, and your nephew is going to be growing up in and learning love, compassion and understanding, and all of this in an unconditional, loving environment. He's incredibly lucky to have an auntie like you. You should be proud of yourself and proud of him for coming out knowing how his family have treated you in the past. I'm holding back the tears, at the same time smiling, knowing that there are wonderful people out there who will make a difference in his life."
Mm. They're a little bit emotional, these.
They are a little. We're a bit teary here, but, you know, it's okay.
It is beautiful. Look, if you just tuned in, you're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Low Link on Joy. And we have been reading a letter that's been written by a 32-year-old lesbian who's been out for 10 years. And her family, who were not very accepting at all, have now abandoned her 15-year-old nephew. And they've left the nephew with her. So, you know, she's trying to find all this courage. And these lovely people are writing in all of these beautiful things to her. Now, if you do want to look it up, as I said, you can just Google "show this woman some love" and you'll be taken to The Stranger website, which is where this is posted. And it's just, yeah, it's very beautiful. I've got this one here. It says, "I'm sitting here with tears in my eyes after reading your letter, looking at my own two children and knowing there is nothing that would make me turn my back on them. I just cannot understand that. I'm so sorry that happened to you and to your nephew. Neither of you deserve it at all. You're a wonderful person. Your nephew is truly lucky to have you in his life. You're both going to be fine. All the best to both of you."
Hmm. There's some beautiful responses here, and there's a few people here who write that they just don't have the courage, or they feel that they're cowards because they can't be as accepting as she is, and they've really stemmed away from their family and actually moved into different cities or different countries to stay away from their families. And yes, that is difficult, and we do acknowledge that, but some of these people, even in their responses saying how uncourageous they are actually showing a lot of courage because they realise that they're in a bad situation, in a bad place, and they took themselves out of that.
Mm. I mean, I think we're very lucky, and I know that I'm very appreciative that I had a good experience coming out. But as I was saying earlier, we are going to be talking a little bit about, you know, the bad side of coming out. And a lot of people don't have great experiences. And sometimes, you know, it might just be one family member who's not okay.
It can happen. Sometimes it can be the whole family.
Sometimes it can be the whole family. It's definitely not very good. I mean, it does happen in our community. And if anyone is having trouble with that, I would definitely advise you to, you know, get in contact with the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard because they're amazing. They offer free counselling over the phone, which is really, really good. And, you know, even Lifeline, they're a great service for our community too, aren't they?
They are.
All right. Well, you're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Please join in the conversation. Send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email at onair@joy.org.au. And welcome back to Lay Link here with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. Now, tonight we've been talking about the Melbourne Cabaret Festival.
We have been.
We've also been talking about a Savage love letter that we found, "Show This Woman Some Love," and it was a little bit heartbreaking. She's going through a pretty rough time. So we covered that and also some of the lovely comments that people have been leaving for her, which are just, oh,
heartwarming. Yes, they are.
There was a downer and then it was an upper.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't think of it that way, but all right.
All right. Well, now, I mean, Basha, everybody's got a horror story about coming out.
Yeah.
I mean, not everybody accepts when we come out.
No.
Not everyone's okay with it. Sometimes, as you were saying before, not your whole family cannot be okay with it. And it does happen in our community. And the important thing is that we are there to support each other and that we have resources that we can get into. Now, as I mentioned before our break there, you can call Lifeline and the number for that is 13 11 14. Or you can call the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, which is open till 10 tonight, which is not very good right now, so call Lifeline. But the number for that is 96632939. Both of these are doing amazing things for our community.
They are. They understand and they're good at giving advice for these issues because they're familiar with the problems.
Definitely. And you know what? I think that's great that we have that resource in our community.
Yes. And if you're having difficulty with it or you're having troubles, give them a call. That's what they're there for.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding ear.
Understanding ear.
Mm.
Oh,
there you go.
I do like it. Look, if you want to just have a chat to us, you can send us a text. We don't mind saying hello. Our number here is 0427JOY949. You can even email at onair@joy.org.au.
See, Bella wrote back saying that she can hear us smiling.
Oh, thanks, Bella.
So she can hear that we're smiling. So that's great. Thanks, Bella.
We're up now.
We are. So okay. When you go on the internet and you look up horror stories, there's quite a lot of things come up.
Coming out horror stories.
Yeah.
Did you Google that?
I did.
And awesome
a lot of I know. No, a lot of stuff comes up. It was interesting to see what happens to people. You know, a lot of people were getting thrown out of home. A lot of people were having, you know, being beaten up. There's a lot of really sad and upsetting things happening out there to people. And if this has happened to you, you know, you have our sympathies and we understand.
I understand.
We understand. We may not relate to that, but we understand because, you know, it's difficult to come out to your family and your friends. And not everyone's going to be as accepting. But I found this lovely little story. This young 17-year-old boy who's writing that now he can laugh about the incident, but back then he found it very difficult. He was 17. You know, his friends were trying to hook him up with girls and stuff, and he wasn't really that interested in girls, and he didn't really know how to tell his friends that he was gay. And he didn't want to tell his family, and he didn't know how to do it. And so, you know, he thought, well, let's tell my best friend who keeps trying to hook me up with these women that I'm gay and that maybe this is not the best thing for me. So he went out with his friend and he's going to call him Fred. He's like, Fred, listen, I've got something to tell you. I don't want you to freak out. So can you just listen to me? And his friend's like, oh my God, sure, man, cool. My God, what's happening? You know, I'm here for you. You know, just tell me what's going on. And he's like, yeah, well, it's sort of difficult, but he's like, come on, I'm here to support you. Let me know what's going on. Tell me. And he's like, well, it's sort of difficult, you know, and at this time he's standing at his front door trying to open the front door and he's got the key in the door and he's about to open the front door to his house and he's standing there and he's like, oh, should I open the door? Should I just walk in the house, tell him and slam the door in his face and run away? You know, he's debating all these different things that he should do. So he opens the door and then he turns around and he screams to his friend, I'm gay, okay? That's what I wanted to tell you. I'm gay. As he says this, he turns around, all the lights in the house turn on, and his family and friends are all standing there in the lounge room, and they all scream, Happy Birthday, with a little bit of shock and dismay on some of the members of the group's face. To this, he got rather embarrassed, and he ran away.
As you do.
As you do. Now, after a while, his family and friends came and found him and talk to him and they did give him some love and show him that it was okay. And his family were talking about it. And, you know, that's why he says that now he can laugh about it because at the time it was just, you know, a very awkward surprise party. See, I'm the queen of putting, you know, foot in mouth disease. So, you know,
you really
I could have, I am. I really say the most inappropriate things at the most inappropriate times. And I could relate to this because I thought, you poor boy, you know, he's trying to deal with this. And he said that it was good because he'd sort of come out to his whole family and friends at once, so it was nice to get that done. And that his family had spent some time talking while he'd gone away and they were okay with it. A lot of them had actually known that it was coming or they'd seen the signs. So he did have a good laugh. Only one of his aunties was a little horrified by it, but that's okay. Now, I've created a list. It's called My Advice.
Beautiful name.
I know. It's direct to the point. So look, if you're ready to come out, this is the thing. Be prepared or be ready to tell people. Don't let someone else tell you. You know, Kat said that last week as well, that she was ready to tell her mum and she felt it was the time to tell her. Mm. And she was comfortable with that.
And I remember she said that, you know, don't let people rush you into it.
Yes,
you know,
it's very important.
A lot of people that were just like, just do it, just do it. But she didn't want to do it. She wasn't ready.
The other thing I think is prepare yourself for best and worst outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time it'll sort of lie in the middle, I reckon. But be prepared, you know. I've read some stories where people actually pack bags, you know, have places to go, you know, and that leads to my other point, which is organise a safe place to go.
Yeah.
So if you're coming out to your family and you don't think they're going to handle it very well and there could be some violence or some issues in that area, then make sure you have a place that's safe to sleep.
Yeah.
Tell a friend. You know, you don't have to tell them. If you're not comfortable telling them why you're there, I'm sure someone will take you in if you just say, look, I just need a place to stay for a few days. But make sure you have that.
Yeah. You've got to have a safety net there, people.
Which is my next point. Mm. Look for support within the community.
Our community.
You know, we're very diverse. We've come from different backgrounds. We've all had issues with this kind of stuff. And we've all had different experiences. I'm sure there's thousands of people out there who've had similar or worse experiences that are ready to help you and be a shoulder to cry on and a bit of support. So
Even us. You can write us an email. This is the thing.
So, you know, if you're wanting to do that, make sure you reach out to these people like the Lesbian and Gay Switchboard,
mm-hmm.
Lifeline, even Joy, go online, Google. Same's a great place.
Yeah, samesame.com.au is a fantastic website that links Australian gay, lesbian, queer, questioning, whatever. And it's fantastic. The forums on there are really supportive, safe space where you can open up and share your experiences and your troubles and your worries. And
yes, and
really
you'll get a lot of love and support.
Great little community that they've got on there.
It is. Mm. And if there's disruptive people in the community, I like that they take them away. Very quickly. These people are removed.
What else have you got on your advice
list? Pick an appropriate time and place. It's important. It's also what Kat was saying yesterday, you know, that she wanted to pick a place and time where she needed to do this. Another point is give them time.
Yeah, don't rush people to accept what you've just gotten out there, because you might have been thinking about it in your head for months and months and months and months and months.
Yeah.
But they've only just been told.
Exactly.
So they haven't quite, you know, had the adjustment period that you've had.
You've got to give them time and be prepared for long talks. Sometimes they're going to want to chat to you about it. You know, at times I think it's more a problem where, especially with family, they're worried about you being in that minority group that's very shunned upon society, and they don't want you to have that pain and problems in life. And that's where they're coming from. So their fear or their misunderstanding is coming from this, that they just don't want you to be in that group.
And I think one of the things that's really important to realise there is, you know, there's going to be a lot of long talks, yes, but there's going to be a lot of questions, and you don't have to have the answers to those questions. It's not your job to break down exactly what gay and lesbian is. It's your job to say to your parents, that your parents, your family, whatever, that there's something that you need to tell them. And how you break it down is how you break it down. You don't need to put yourself into a pigeonhole if you don't want to.
Exactly.
And yeah, you don't have all the answers.
And there's groups out there, PFLAG.
Yeah, parents, friends for lesbians and gays.
You know, they're more than happy to help families and parents get to accept this. There's a lot of stuff out there, so you know, if you're telling family and friends and they're having a difficult time with them, direct them to the internet, because they can also go to these websites and look for help. You can also help them in that. And my last point is just be prepared that sometimes people, you know, may never accept this. It's something that I think you've just got to deal with.
Mm. And there, I know there's people in my life who haven't accepted it, and I'm okay with that. You know, I'm still going to live my life and I'm still going to be happy. And
exactly.
No one's going to stop you from doing that.
No, but look for support within the community. That's why we're here.
We're a good community. We stand by each other.
We do.
Look, if you want to join in on a conversation tonight, please do. Send us a text on 0427-JOY-949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. We are rounding out the show, are we not?
We are. Mm. And now we do the events.
It's been about, well, yeah, I feel like I need to recap.
I was going to do that after the event.
Okay.
Sorry.
Fine.
You can do it now. Please. By all means.
Tonight we have been talking about the Melbourne Cabaret Festival. Mm. We have shared a letter that was posted to Dan Savage and entitled Show This Woman Some Love. So do Google it and have a look, because some of the messages that people have written to her are really beautiful. And we've also been talking about the bad side of coming out. We did share a story there from a 17-year-old guy who accidentally came out to his whole surprise birthday party.
Mm.
Poor thing.
I can't imagine. And then we had my advice for...
And your advice for coming out.
For coming out, if you're ready for it.
Good. Yes. I'm going to post that up onto our Facebook page, so do head over to joy.org.au and link up with us on social media. We love it when people like our page.
Yes. And if you do feel like you need some support or someone to talk to, call Lifeline on 13114.
Yeah.
Or the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, 9663-2939.
That was beautiful.
I know. Thank you.
Look, do use those resources, guys, because they are amazing and it's really good just to have someone to just have a chat to if you're feeling a bit low.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Google, there's a lot of support out there. Just Google and you'd see that you'll find a lot of community and support groups out there to help you.
Indeedy. Now, Sunday, I've got no idea what's on Sunday.
Well, look, I'm just looking at the weather for this weekend in Melbourne, and it's sort of rainy and cold and horrible, and I reckon it's snuggly weather.
Snuggly weather.
Sit okay. on the couch, grab some DVDs, grab some friends, grab some comfort food. You know, you've just had all that Master Food experience, so you know all this food.
Master Food?
Yeah.
Master Chef finale?
Yeah.
Nice reference.
I know.
Yeah, good work. Mm.
Create all that stuff, you know, get all that happening, and then just go and sit there and just pig out. Comfort food, chocolate, stuff, everything.
I think I'm going to take your advice. Mm. Snuggly Sundays it is.
Snuggly Sundays.
All right, well, we've had a big show tonight and it has been a bit of a heart-wrenching one.
It has.
We've got some heavy topics, but we'll be back next week with some positivity.
Yes, we shall.
To share with you all.
Yes.
So you've been listening to Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Do hook up with us on social media and have a good week.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.